From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Iraq's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The strike came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Iraqi forces shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk on Monday as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grew worse. Popular mobilization units had moved into Kirkuk and continued to fight Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers in the contested oil city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He spoke to reporters Monday as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. He said that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, Mr. Trump said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 agreement, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's position, and the EU foreign ministers, meeting Monday in Luxembourg, dispatched their top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. This is VOA News. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. Analysts say the Somali government must be more vigilant against improvised explosive devices if the country is to avoid similar attacks in the future. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last two decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The man accused of planting two bombs in New York, leaving 30 people injured, last September was found guilty of all charges on Monday. 29-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahimi of Elizabeth, New Jersey, faces a maximum sentence of life in prison on the charges, which included counts of using a weapon of mass destruction and bombing a public place. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who had been held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years, before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered his fellow soldiers by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl admitted he was guilty of the charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October 3rd and 10th have been lost because of a technical glitch. Individuals who submitted applications during those dates are being told to reapply. A message on the U.S. State Department's website said entries submitted during October 3rd through 10th are not valid and have been excluded from the system. If anybody reapplies, they will not count as a duplicate entry. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.